Luca Zanetti Springer. Hello, it's great to see you. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you so much.
To be honest, I always feel like I should have a bag on my head when I talk to you because I always feel a little intimidated. Like I should.
No, don't be silly. Oh, because of my background.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Ever since I started that career, every time I meet women, they're like, oh no, don't look at my eyebrows, don't look at my eyes. I'm like, I promise you, I do this every single day. The last thing I'm going to do is start evaluating and doing my job with people I just meet. But I promise you, we don't do that.
You're a makeup specialist. You've worked for Lancome, international makeup artist for Yves Saint Laurent. You've worked on movie sets, backstage, top fashion shows, on some of the most beautiful women in the world. So come on, impress me. Whose makeup have you done?
Oh, so I have had the fortune of doing Sophia Loren.
Oh my goodness. That was big. Go to the
I did her eyes. She's got that very famous kind of eyeliner, catty eyeliner that she still does today.
What does she look like without her makeup? Is she still a beautiful woman?
Beautiful. Do you know what? She's aged as anybody ages, but it's Sophia Loren.
That was recently, so she was an older lady then.
This was probably about just over 10 years ago.
Oh my goodness. So she'd been her, what, 70s, 80s?
Yeah, 70s or 80s around there. Yeah, she was graceful, beautiful, you know, elegant.
Everything you would hope.
Everything about that woman is just magical.
And she eats pasta.
She loves pasta.
So come on, anyone else? Come on, throw some names up.
You know what? I've done so many.
Did you do supermodels?
I've done loads of supermodels, but I'm just that kind of person where I don't get starstruck enough to kind of go, oh my God, I've done this person or that person.
Which is why you're good at your job, probably. Because if you were intimidated, you wouldn't be able to do it, would you?
Exactly. I mean, I worked at Milan Fashion Week quite a lot. So I was constantly doing like an after parties, meeting these big models and doing their makeup for photo shoots and whatnot. And goodness, if I had to go back, I probably couldn't name one because it was such a fast paced job. And I met so many amazing people, so many designers and models. But famous. Goodness, I couldn't name one.
No.
Which is a shame because I think I would make a really cool article.
Oh, one day I'm gonna set you a challenge. You can give me a Sophia Loren makeover.
Really? You can do my next Sophia Loren. There we go.
That would be a challenge, wouldn't it?
No.
So Luca, you're the founder of the Tunbridge Wells, Tunbridge and Maidstone LGBTQIA+ community. I know part of what that is. I don't know the end bit.
So LGBTQIA is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, and asexual.
My goodness. The list seems to be growing, Luca.
Oh, do you know what it is? It's a bit of a taboo because some people of our community are a little bit frustrated that these new kind of things are being added to our flag, if you would call it that. But we also need to remember, we also started at a place where we fought to be recognized and we did everything in our power to show that we believe in who we are. And these people are doing the same thing. You know, they're fighting a battle. We might not understand it, which is fine. We don't need to understand it. But, you know, we have to just know that they are trying and we were in the same place. It's thanks to the generation who lived in the 60s and 70s who fought for us and started their parade in the 80s. That's why I could marry my husband and have my daughter today. Without them, I probably couldn't. So it is growing. It is frustrating because, you know, you have to learn these new things with, like, for example, the non-binary and they, them. And if you don't remember, some people get quite offended. But hey, you know what?
And I think you're right. I think the whole thing for people like myself, you don't want to offend. You want to use the right word. You want to call people whatever. Yeah, they're pronouns. I mean, for example, within that list is queer. I didn't know that someone could be referred to as queer.
Of course, we took over that word. We took it. We've made it ours because it was used as a derogative term, and we were like, no, you guys can use that to offend us, but we're going to take it and we're going to use that for us. So now we can say queer in our community, and it's queer is gay and lesbian, or any part of the flag, and we took over it. We're not allowing them to use it against us anymore. So we thank them for coming up with a quirky word. We now have taken over. So jokes on them.
So you're the founder of the
Yeah.
community. Is this a new community or have you resurrected an old community?
It's been going for just over a year now. It started out as, so there is one in Tunbridge, there's a Tunbridge group, LGBTQ community in Tunbridge, but it doesn't have any admins. It's got nobody running it. So, and then obviously we had loads of people trying to spam it and a lot of people trying to scam people and scam posts and those random posts that you get on online. So I thought, okay, because there's nowhere to go, let me create one. So I did, and I had two people that were interested in doing it with me, and we jumped on and we kind of started building this very, very small community at the mo at that time. We found a local place to start doing meetups and kind of little groups and whatnot. And then I had my daughter, so I had to step back. So one of the admins, took over, and I was away for about a year. And then only recently, I started hearing a few, not pleasant stories between, gay people. It's a dramatic. We're all drama queens in some ways, and there was this bit of drama going on which I didn't like, and I went against what I believe the community to be. It started getting a little bit too personal, so I thought to myself, I said, "No, I'm going to take over now. I'm at home with my daughter." And we're going to resurrect this, like you said, and actually start growing this. And we have, goodness, in the last few weeks, we've doubled our following. It's getting bigger. And I've just before speaking with you, Lynn, I got off the phone with the director of the Pride in Tunbridge, and she is giving us the after party for Tunbridge Pride. So we'll be organizing that afterwards, and we'll be working with her next year to kind of grow the community and expand. And that's what it's about. It's not just a little party. It's a community where it's a safe space for everybody. We have a lot of people in our community that haven't come out for their own reasons, and we want to create that safe space where it's where where they can come and have a group of people that understand them. We understand the pain, we understand the anxiety, we understand the pressure of society, and we just want to be there.
Is it like a club that you join? Is there a venue? How does it all work, Luca? If I was to contact you, how would I contact you and then what would I expect?
Amazing. So we're on Facebook at the moment. We've got our social medias currently growing, but we are Tunbridge Wells, Tunbridge and Maidstone LGBTQIA community. We have a local area which is K Bar, which is just this new gay LGBTQIA bar in Tunbridge Wells, which is the first to open in over 10 years.
Where is
So
that, Luca?
by the Victoria Place, it's very exciting for our
And it's
community
called
because
K Bar.
it's called K Bar, Candy Bar, but K Bar. So we're going to do a launch party on the 3rd of May at K Bar here in Tunbridge Wells. And genuinely, it's not a club where you have to ask permission to join. You just join. It's a click a button, join our community. It's a beautiful space for everyone to be themselves. Now that we're kind of going into spring, we're going to look at more outings. So we're going to do massive picnics. We want to go to Elton Towers. We want to kind of, do trips away. We're going to do trips abroad together. We want to organize party buses to take us to different locations. We want to be that place where people who find it hard to integrate into society because of their sexuality can have a place.
It's a wonderful thing, Luca. It really is. Tell me more about the spring party, this 3rd of May event that's happening.
Yes, it's very exciting. So it's our launch party practically. So we want to kind of just scream from the rooftops that we are here and we're growing. So we have some amazing sponsors like Waitrose. I think we've got the TikTok representatives coming. We've got hopefully some VIPs, I can't mention the names now, trying to get the mayor to come down. We get amazing music, amazing food and drinks and cocktails. This is happening on the 3rd of May, 7 p.m. at K Bar here in Tunbridge Wells. We will be there just partying the night away and introducing ourselves to everybody and, just talking about the community and what's to come.
Is Tunbridge Wells ready for this? I wonder. I don't know.
You know what? We've been ready for a while, and I think it's happened at the best time. I think it's time for us to kind of come out from the darkness and really paint the rainbow. So,
Well,
yeah.
sadly, we're out of time. It's been an absolute pleasure to see you, Luca. I wish you every success with all that you're doing and look forward to keeping in touch. Please tell us how the community is developing and what's going on. If there's anything new that's going on, please do tell us. We'd be happy to
Yes,
share.
absolutely. Thank you so much for this opportunity to talk about it, Lynn. And you've obviously been amazing as always. And hopefully we'll see you down there. Come,
Well,
come.
I'm coming for my Sophia Loren makeover before I
Here
do
we are.
leave. Luca Zanetti Springett from Tunbridge Wells, Tunbridge and Maidstone, LGBTQIA+ community. Thank you very much for joining us today.